Hello, my name is Randy Cash. To quote a statement from a board member recently heard on a local radio station, we try to make sure that we follow our policies. If we're going to put them in place, there's something that obviously either ourselves or those before us have felt important. We, the parents of District 59, agree. Policies and procedures must be adhered to. And that is exactly our question here today, to ask why the policies set by this board are not being followed. According to the Missouri School Boards Association, Courage to Report website, 27% of Missouri students reported being bullied. So how many didn't report? Why didn't they report? Maybe they saw somebody report and nothing was done about it? Or worse, they were attacked because now they're labeled a snitch. And we all know snitches get stitches. Just ask our local elementary students. To ensure that bullying prevention efforts are successful, all school staff needs to be trained on what bullying is, why the school's policies and rules, what the school's policy and rules are, and how to enforce those rules. Here in District 59, we do have school policies and rules. I know, I read them. So why are they not being enforced? Why are we taking chances with our children? Why is there no accountability? Our school district received just over $15 million from local taxes, $9 million from the state, and just shy of $3 million from the federal government. And right now, proposals to provide parents with a choice among public and private schools are resurfacing at the federal, state, and local levels. We all know that without proper funding, public schools would be in trouble. They're funded at about $6,300 per student. And what happens when that money follows those students elsewhere? Because parents and students feel their physical and their mental safety is in jeopardy. It could happen, because who wants to send their child off to school and wonder if today is the day that they're going to be assaulted or threatened? I know I don't. All we are asking is that the school's disciplinary policies be made known to all staff, administration, parents, and students, and that they be enforced as written. Expectations without accountability is merely a suggestion, and we are done suggesting safety for our children. Amen. If changes need to be made, then let's make them. But children's safety should be first in everything that is school related. We can all agree, all of us can agree, that there's a problem with bullying in our schools. There's a problem with the lack of policy follow through, and there's a problem with students and parents not being heard. It is time we open up and talk about it, because it is not going away on its own.
That's right.
I would like to end this with a quote from a board member. Perception and descriptive summaries can change a narrative to favor either party. And that is exactly what you did when you made a comment on a social media site during an open investigation. And I would like to ask for you, Kara Clovis, to willingly and immediately step down from this board to make way for a non-biased board member who will not attempt to change perception or favor either party. Kara Clovis, do the right thing and step down, or we will be forced to move forward with your removal. That's my time. Thank you.